and says we just had to give it to a man in Louisiana. But you've got him beat 40 miles. Now you stay into it next year. We're going to run it next year. And next year you'll be first prize winner, regardless of who you end it or where the cat says. We guarantee you'll be. So naturally, we stayed into it another year. It brought about a lot of bookkeeping. You know, understand that you had to keep up with everything so that you, they give you a book to fill out. And you had to keep up a lot of books at home to be able to fill your book out right, to be honest. So the next year they will run the same thing out of the Clarion Ledger in Jackson, the Hedelman brothers, and no man living at that time. And they run it and give you $500 first place, and New Orleans give $500. And so my wife says, well, we're in one, let's get both of them. So I said, well, it won't cost no more, go ahead. So she went ahead and we got in both of them and won both places.
Well, I did.
And so that time we put the little concrete floor in this building during the time, see out there?
Uh-huh.
Well, then when we built this, they killed the view out through there, to the road or to out through there. So I just put some rollers under it and put another concrete slab there and rolled it back on it. And it's for what they use for a little fruit house now, that they can their fruit and put it all in there and see and everything. We'll walk around and look directly whenever before you go. And you're looking at all of them.
Okay.
Got junk in them.
Now, where's your barn?
Barn now?
You got a barn?
Oh no, I tore the big barn down and just built little ones here. That I had a big barn back over there and these big chicken houses over yonder. Just too much buildings. I believe I had four houses over there, 120 foot long and from anywhere from 20 to 30 foot wide.
Yeah.
And then a swarm of small ones. I couldn't keep them up. In other words, right after I bought it, I had to buy a new roofing to go on it.
Uh-huh.
And about 500 rolls of roofing, and it didn't cover it. Now you know how many buildings it was there. That's up to you to figure out.
Yeah.
500 rolls of carpet to cover.
Now,
one time.
You told me you raise hogs for a long time.
Yes.
And you also raise chickens.
Yes, we had chickens and all that went with the farm, you know.
Mm-hmm. And in the smokehouse, did you do a lot of?
Well, we kill hogs and not cure the whole meat. We'd only make sausage at home.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have carried our meat to packing pens to have it cured.
Yes.
Yeah. And have it cured there, see. And
but you did do some smoking there.
Oh yes. There's 10,000 little nails out there where there'd be 300 or 400 pounds of smoked sausage hanging up in there all the time. Not all the time, but you know, when you made it and then until you stored it away. Give it away. Eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Old Judge Corbin's smoked sausage out there.
Now, this house we're in now, this place we're in now is what you call it? You have
it's a barbecue. I built it for a barbecue soon.
Uh-huh.
For the family and for us all just to get together and have fish fries and everything in. And this wood, these posts you see here, they're from South America. That's called Lignum Nevada. If you ever read of it or know about it, the hardest wood in the world.
What is that?
Lignum Nevada. Wood from South, trees from South America that the hardest wood in the world. But they used to make bearings out of for ships and everything long before they had davit and stuff to make bearings out of. And this is the trees from there.
How'd you get it?
Well, they shipped them in here to put under the submarine base at Pascagoula.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't use them all and left them sunk in the river, which they sank like a rock, the heaviest lead.
Really?
And so
how long were they in the river?
About 10 years.
They didn't rot?
No.
I'll be damned. And
you
got
them? Say they'll be here 100 years. Well, my nephews are in the contracting business, and the engineers in Mobile found them in the river.
Uh-huh.
They told them to get paid them to get them out there and burn them. I guess they paid them. Somebody did. And they got them out and they found out they couldn't burn them or they couldn't saw them up.